Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Connolly. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Larry Gardner. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Lindsay. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jim Lindsay. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jack Tobin. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Foster. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting seventh. The catcher, Hank Severide. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Urban Shocker. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Urban Shocker. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison takes first base on ball four. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jamison. The throw from Severide and he is out, Gerber applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin takes first base on ball four. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tobin moves to second. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jamison. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Tobin scores. Foster goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sisler moves to third. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sisler scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wood. McManus reaches second base with a double. Jacobson moves to third. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacobson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerber. Gardner goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 4-1, Browns. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wood moves to third. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wood tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Browns. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker strikes out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. McInnes scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. Two outs. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jacobson who is chasing the ball. Wamsgans reaches third base with a triple. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Connolly hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gardner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Connolly who is chasing the ball. Sisler reaches third base with a triple. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gardner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Shocker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5. With the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Neill strikes out. One out. Jim Lindsay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lindsay is 0 for 1 in the game. Lindsay strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Lindsay fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Tobin moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tobin scores. Sisler moves to second. It's 5-2, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sisler scores. Williams moves to third. It's 6-2, Browns. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Connolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. two outs. It's 7-2, Browns. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from O'Neill and he is safe. Jacobson steals second. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Severide hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Severide reaches second base with a double. Jacobson scores. It's 8-2, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McInnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gardner moves to second. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0-for-2 in the game. Shocker hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tobin bunts towards the mound. Lindsay fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans catches it and throws to first to double up Tobin. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Jim Lindsay. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Evans pinch runs for Tris Speaker. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Wamsgans hits a fly ball towards center. Jacobson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Jacobson. Evans moves to third. Wamsgans moves to second. Joe Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Connolly hits a fly ball towards left. Williams catches it and throws to third to double up Wamsgans. Evans tags and scores. That run is unearned. It's 8-3, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Indians 3. the Browns will come to bat. James Edwards now pitching. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Edwards fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-3, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacobson takes first base on ball 4. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McManus strikes out. 1 out. Hank Severide is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Severide is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Severide hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacobson moves to third. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerber strikes out. 2 outs. Urban Shocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Shocker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 3. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Tobin hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Foster hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sisler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Sisler reaches second base with a double. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sisler moves to third. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McInnes hits a line drive into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Neill hits a fly ball into right field. Tobin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson pinch hits for James Edwards. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a pop-up towards short. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.